Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays. This is a special best of edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to another edition of America Outdoors Radio, and I think you're going to really like this one. It's a destination show. We are taking you to Southeast Alaska, Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island, where we're going to spend 3 days and four nights fishing for halibut and true cod and ling cod and salmon and more. And I can't wait to tell you who our guests are. One of them is going to be outdoors writer Terry Sheely, very well-known outdoors writer, who has written not only some guidebooks, but also a plethora of articles for both regional and national magazines, not just in fishing and hunting magazines, but in-flight airline magazines, too. I got to fish with Terry for several days, and you'll hear from him in just a minute. And our topic of discussion is going to be a big change at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. It's sold. Captain Mac, Larry McQuarrie, finally gets to retire. He's still on site as a consultant, but we are going to introduce you to the new general manager of the place. That would be Dale Castile, and he'll tell you who the new owner is and what, if any, changes they're going to make. We'll tell you about that towards the end of the show. In between, we'll talk to our captain. That would be Steve Helton. He's a very good guy out of Eureka, California, has a business down there too, but with the Sacramento Chinook run collapsing, he decided to come up to Alaska for the summer, and I'm glad he did. He'll tell you how to go about catching fish in this part of Alaska in the middle of our program today. And, of course, I've got to have a discussion with my best friend and America Outdoors Radio pro staffer Rusty Johnston, because I took him on this trip, and it's the first time he's ever got to fish in Alaska. He's fished in a lot of places, especially down in Mexico, but he's never got to enjoy fishing like this up north before. He'll tell you his thoughts about not just the fishing, but the lodge too, in just a few minutes. But first, let's check in with our first guest of the day.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are on the water watching a de Havilland beaver fly over us on board the Mystic Lady. There are six of us fishing for halibut, though I've stole one of those people away. That would be well-known outdoors writer Terry Sheely. He is based in the Pacific Northwest, has written for numerous national publications and in-flight magazines, mainly about fishing, a little bit of hunting, and adventure too. Terry, welcome to the show.
Always good to be here, John, especially in another adventure with you.
Absolutely. We have had a few over the years, but tickles me pink that you're here for this one. You know, you've been coming to Sportsman's Cove Lodge a long time, haven't you?
I have been, and there's good reason why it's one of my favorite places on the east side of Prince of Wales Island. And the big part of that is we catch a lot of fish, and Mac, Larry McQuarrie, runs one of the best ships I've ever seen. I fish a lot of places, and this is a good one.
Well, you've written numerous stories about Sportsman's Cove Lodge and the fishing here between Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island over the years. What's the biggest thing you like about it? Is it the consistency?
It is. There's consistency, true. The hospitality of the lodge is another thing altogether. But there's always something to catch here. It varies with the season. You've got halibut, and then you've got kings until the closure comes. Silver star, chums. There's a huge variety of fish in here. I've caught lings, big lings. I've caught hallies that are just wonderful on the table. I've caught a lot of cod. Gotta love true cod if you like fillets of fish, perfect for chips.
Well, as a matter of fact, one of the things they have here at Sportsman's Cove Lodge is every night they give out a coffee cup to the person out of the 30 guests who caught the biggest fish of each species. And you got a coffee cup last night for catching an 8.8-pound true cod. That was a very nice cod.
That is a wonderful cod. That means I have fish and chips for quite a while.
Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the salmon fishing, too. We've been getting into the pinks and the chum and the silvers, and we've run across a few kings, too. And this is different fishing than the Pacific side of Prince of Wales Island, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely different. What we're doing on this boat and for a lot of the boats here is just plain mooching, drifting herring, a lot like you would do off the Oregon or Washington coast, British Columbia. It's real productive, and it's hands-on. You're holding the rod, you're working the bait. If you like to fish and don't just like to hook fish, this is a great place to do that. There's always a salmon of some sort running here.
Oh, I agree with you completely. And I guess we should also mention the Calm Waters Derby that they have here at the lodge. So if you catch the biggest king salmon or the biggest silver salmon or the biggest halibut of the season, you actually get to come back for a four-day trip. And if you're in second place, you get a free three-day trip. Have you ever had that honor yet?
I have not had that honor, but that doesn't mean I'm not striving for it.
I'm happy to report my daughter, Faith, her first time up here, actually won that with a 37.5-pound king salmon. So that is a ton of fun, another reason to come up here to Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Let's talk a little bit more about your experience at the lodge, because you've been here many, many times, and I think you hit on one thing, the customer service.
It is. Matt tries to get one staff member per guest, and you can't beat that. These guys hustle. They're a good example of what boat crews, kitchen crews, whoever makes your bed. I'm kidding you. That's their most courteous people. But I know for a fact, and he'll probably deny this, but he's very selective in his recruitment. He comes in, if you want to work here, you do an interview, and you put people first. You're a hard worker. He's got some of the hardest working staff I've ever fished with.
Let's talk a little bit about Captain Mac. He finally gets to retire at the tender age of 82. He sold the lodge, though he's still around. I mean, he's literally just a cove away, and we're seeing him at the lodge every day. But he's looking pretty relaxed this summer, isn't he?
He is a lot more relaxed this summer than he was last fall when we were up here trying for some big hook-nose silvers, which we got. That was a hoot. But, yeah, Mac deserves it. I hate to see him hang it up because he's the top shelf in my estimation. And as an outdoor writer, I fish a lot of lodges, a lot of resorts, a lot of guides, and I'll put Mac ahead of all of them. He got his start as a pilot for United Airlines, and he brought that same expertise, same check off everything, make sure all the boxes are closed, everything's fine. He brought that to running boats. And when you go out on his boat, you know everything's in order. You do.
Well, that's true. And every boat is set up exactly the same way. It's all about uniformity. And the thing about Mac and the operation he runs, it's a well-oiled machine. It's all so choreographed, and it's done so well.
It is, absolutely. Everybody has an assignment, all the staff, and that's what they concentrate on. They can overlap, go help somebody bring a boat in or something if needed be, but everybody has a specific job, and they're very good at it. And most importantly to me, they're very proud of it. It's a big accomplishment for them.
Captain Mac was telling us a story about how he came to this lodge. And, you know, did you know him back in the Westport days when he had a fleet back there?
I absolutely did in the 70s, and show my age a little bit. But I went out with Mac on a boat out of Westport, first time I ever did, and I was just impressed. We caught salmon. I had my youngest son with me. He got along. Mac got along fine with him. I was there to do a story, show you how good kids are. Mac says, boy, it's sure nice to have a professional writer photographer on board. And my son says, who? Where's he at?
My kids would be the same. And for our listeners who aren't aware, Westport is a major fishing port for charter fleets on the southwestern coast of Washington State. But, you know, that kind of went bust for a while in the 80s. And Mac was telling us a story last night of how he came up here and found this lodge, which was in the beginning nothing short of just two rundown buildings with a whole bunch of liens against it, and he clawed his way into owning it.
He absolutely did. It's an intriguing business story if you're into that, but he literally built this from the water line up the hill. The buildings that were here were industrial buildings used for cannery purposes, and they were derelict. And he said, we asked him last night, well, did you start from scratch? And he said, I started from a minus. I was negative down in the hole. But he has built a really beautiful lodge. You have individual cabins, individual restrooms, great dining area.
Oh, well, it looks like we're going to have to go because there is a fish on. But, Terry, really enjoyed fishing with you. And let's go ahead and catch some more fish.
I'm up for that. I think I see my rod jiggling up there. We'll be back in a bit.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
Now I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. to the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We are broadcasting from Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska. I'm sitting here on the deck with my best friend and our pro staffer, Rusty Johnston. We just came back from a great day of fishing. We're looking down onto Sultry Cove in the marina where a de Havilland Beaver float plane just landed, bringing in people and supplies. And Rusty, I don't know about you, but the last couple of days has been absolutely fantastic when it comes to the fishing.
Oh, it's just been absolutely ridiculous. Had numerous fish on, different species, and it seems like sometimes it's just one after the other.
Well, let's go ahead and kind of walk our listeners through our fishing days. And we'll get to the food and all that in a minute, but let's just talk about the fishing. So we take off 6:30 in the morning. We're on these 37-foot Delta boats, very comfortable, easy to fish out of, and there's six passengers, and then there is the deckhand, and then there's the skipper. And we always start off at the halibut grounds. How did things go the last 2 days there?
They went really well. True cod and halibut. We caught some fish that we really didn't need but or wanted, but we caught a lot of fish. And it starts off a little slow in the morning, but then it just continually picks up.
You know, and our Captain Steve Helton, he has a theory that, you know, the more you pound the sand and fish these area, you're releasing some scent, you're actually drawing fish to where you're fishing. I think there's some real truth in that. And, you know, there were some undesirable species that we caught a few of, like arrowtooth flounder, that literally looked like a flounder that was created in Hades with its sawtooth teeth, and ratfish, which literally looks like a rat, but there was the good fish, and that included halibut. And we got our limit of halibut both days. Everyone gets one halibut when you're on a charter boat. And we also got a whole bunch of true cod to include some big ones. What did we catch, like over 30 each day?
It had to have been about that. I mean, it was pretty nonstop. And today, the true cod that we were catching were bigger than the ones yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about true cod up to 8 pounds, folks. I mean, really nice fish when it comes to fish and chips. So we were there till about 11:30 or so, and then it was off to the salmon grounds both days. And how did that go? We'll start off with day one.
Day one, I mean, as soon as we stopped and everybody got ready, I mean, we started catching fish right away.
It was bananas. Well, let's just say we all had limits. We all had limits of salmon. It was nonstop action. We were talking about pink salmon. We were talking about chum salmon, coho salmon. You did have on a nice king, but that one got off, and then we caught some sublegal kings. And how did today go?
It was almost a repeat of the day before. You and I both caught a couple of the ones that weren't legal on the kings. I caught a nice silver, some pinks, and nice-sized chum salmon also.
Yep. No, we both caught half a dozen salmon apiece. We ended up with 31 salmon total in the boat. So we're going to be bringing home a whole bunch of fish. It has just been an absolute hoot. But I think you'll agree, it's not just the fishing that makes this experience so fun. What else do you like about it?
Oh, it's just we've got just a wonderful group of people on the boat from all over the United States. And the deckhand and the skipper, you know, it's just like fishing with a bunch of friends.
Well, it really is. It really is. I've really enjoyed fishing with the Regulas. They hail from San Diego. That's Josie and Max and Frank Skipworth, who's a veterinarian from Kentucky. He had the hot hand today, I'll tell you what, on the salmon and the true cod. And very well-known outdoors writer Terry Sheely, who I've known for some 20 years now. It was a ton of fun. And there's a lot of laughing. There's a lot of joking. And everyone everyone's happy because everyone's catching fish. But, you know, when you get back here, talk about being treated like family. The staff here is just absolutely amazing. I told you in advance about the customer service, but I think you've been a little floored by it.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. I mean, they're just running around, taking care of you. Whatever your needs are, they're taking care of you.
And, you know, they call you by name. They know who you are. They treat you just absolutely like a king or a queen. I've never seen such good customer service. And part of that is because they literally have as many or more workers than there are guests. There's only 30 guests at a time that come to the lodge. They fish out of 5 boats, again, 6 to a boat. So it's really a pretty intimate experience.
It is. I mean, it's overwhelming how everybody remembers your name. I can't even remember my name sometimes. But it's just the way they take care of the customers is something that in my travels I have never seen.
Again, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting from Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska. If you want to check out the website, go to alaskasbestlodge.com. I'm talking to our original pro staffer, Rusty Johnson, who just happens to be my best friend, about his first time fishing in Alaska and his first time visiting the lodge. Got to talk about the food.
Oh, yeah, you're going to gain weight when you get up here. The food is just absolutely amazing. I guess tonight is sushi?
Tonight is sushi and salmon. So the way it works is you have a hot breakfast at 6 in the morning. You actually make your sack lunch before then. You make as much food as you want and take it with you on the boat to eat. And then when you come back, you get appetizers. And then they feed you dinner. And yes, they even feed you dessert. And if you're still hungry, there's milk and cookies waiting for you at 8 o'clock every night. Got to ask, your favorite meal that we've had so far?
I think the first night with the halibut that we had and the way it was prepared, which was amazing. And all the food has been just really good.
I've got to go with what was billed as an appetizer, but actually was a full meal in itself when we got back. The shrimp and crab boil. We are talking freshly caught Dungeness crab, freshly caught spotted shrimp, and Dewey sausage, corn on the cob, potatoes. Can't get enough of that.
No, I forgot about that one. We had to walk away from that, or we would have sat there and ate and ate and ate.
This is very true. Very true indeed. And you've got to talk about just the setting, too. I mean, this truly is a wild Alaskan experience, and the beauty is amazing.
It is. I mean, it's just, I mean, we're sitting on the deck looking at the other side of the island and the trees, and, I mean, it is so quaint and just comfortable and quiet.
Super quiet. If you're hearing anything in the background, it's probably some of the birds that are chirping. We've seen some deer. Usually on this trip, I see some black bears wandering along the shoreline. Haven't seen those this year. But man, oh man, the humpback whales put on a show for us yesterday.
Oh, that was awesome. They weren't that far away, and you watch them spout and, you know, sound and do their dive, and it was great to watch on the way out.
Oh, not only that, there was 3 whales traveling in a row, and they were all breaching. It was absolutely amazing to see that. Absolutely loved it. And you can't get enough of the bald eagles that are all over the place, too. Looks like the old de Havilland beaver is getting ready to depart the lodge and fly back to Ketchikan. Anything else you want to mention about your experience at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
My experience of this lodge is the places I've traveled to, you know, Mexico, California, and Baja, this is top-notch and one of my best places I've ever been.
So if you are looking for a luxury Alaskan fishing lodge to visit and to enjoy a wonderful vacation, it's suitable for all ages. There's kids here, there's seniors here, and there's everybody in between. Great for family trips. There's several families that are here. And there's also singles and doubles and couples. It's all waiting for you. You are welcome to come here to Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island in Southeast Alaska. If you want to book a trip and find out more, simply go to alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com. Rusty, we got one more day of fishing. I don't know about you, but I can't wait.
I can't wait either. This is just a great experience. If you can make it up here, you have to do it. I mean, it's great.
Changing topics. Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from Work Sharp, which also works just fine, along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at worksharptools.com, which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field.
Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water. So get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No, no.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Happy holidays. This is a special best of edition of America Outdoors Radio. You're back in. It is a beautiful morning in Southeast Alaska, off of Prince of Wales Island. I'm on board the Mystic Lady with well-known outdoors writer Terry Sheely, with Max and Josie Regula from San Diego, and with Frank Skipworth, who hails from Kentucky and is a veterinarian, and, of course, my best friend Rusty Johnston. Our crew today is Paul. He's our deckhand doing a great job, and our captain is Captain Steve Helton, who hails from Eureka, California. Captain Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is day two of our trip here at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Day one and day two have both been fantastic. Day one, we filled up the fish box with 3 halibut that were 20-plus pounds and 3 more that were less than that and a whole bunch of true cod, and we seem to be on pace to do exactly the same this morning. How do you find a place like this and figure out where to find these schools of fish?
Well, to be honest with you, John, this is my first year up in this area, so I do a little bit of reliance on the history of the guides that have been up here before. But really what we do is we find an area at a certain depth. Today we're fishing at 260 feet. We look for a little contour on the bottom. We try to find an area that's close to where it might either drop off or slope up. And then we look for bait. We look for bait when we're coming out here. If we see a little bait and we're in that area where there's some contour, we'll put them down and hope for the best.
Well, so far, hoping for the best has worked out just fine. Why don't you describe the rig that we're using here in terms of the weight and the bait and the leader length, too?
We're fishing a lightweight lead. Some areas in Alaska that you'll find that they used like 3 and 4 pounds, but here we're using 12 ounces of lead. We have a very short leader, about 14 inches or so with a double hook on it. And let's see, our main line's 100, leaders are 90, and it's a pretty simple setup, but it seems to be pretty effective.
And big herring, are these the herring they call horse herring?
I couldn't tell you. I've never heard them called horse herring before, but they're a basic herring. It looks like these herring are seined herring as opposed to a tray-bought herring. They work pretty good, halibut-like herring.
They certainly do, and so do the true cod. And I'll tell you what, if you like fish and chips, folks, you like true cod. They are absolutely delicious, fight pretty well. The halibut fight great. That goes without saying. And again, it's been very productive. As a matter of fact, I'd say that overall, you know, this is a very reliable fishery I've noticed over the years, is this true cod and halibut fishery year in, year out. And has it been that way this season for you?
Seems like it, yeah. It's really nice to have the true cod in addition to the halibut, because sometimes we come out here and we wait a long time to get a halibut bite. But when the true cod are coming in, you know, it kind of kills the time, kind of fills the fish box, makes everybody happy, keeps everybody busy. So we like the true cod. They're really nice. And then every once in a while we get a halibut on, and it kind of cheers up the whole boat.
Absolutely. Now, this afternoon, we're going to go salmon fishing. And if you're in Canada or even in a lot of parts of the Pacific Northwest, most of the boats, they use downriggers and they troll for their salmon. But we do things much different. We use a method called mooching. Why don't you explain how we're catching our salmon through the technique called mooching?
Well, let me tell you, I have a long history of trolling with downriggers, and it's a very, very effective way to cover a lot of ground. You cover a lot of ground, but you don't cover it as efficiently as you do when you're mooching. When you're mooching, you don't cover a lot of ground, but you cover the ground you're covering very, very effectively. What we do is we'll sit sideways in a trough, and we'll put 6 rods off of one side of the boat. And if you think about it, when you're trolling, you got fish following your bait behind the boat, and sometimes you can only troll with 2 rods, sometimes with 4. But with mooching, we can put 6 rods down, and when we do it off the side of the boat, it's like a gauntlet of bait coming through an area. And it's pretty tempting for a salmon to see that 6 baits hanging there going sideways down a trough.
Well, I'll tell you what, we knocked the pink salmon dead yesterday, got some chum, got some silvers too, I had on one king, and we caught and released a sublegal one. What do you look for as the captain when you set up? Are you looking for schools of bait fish, or are you looking for schools of salmon themselves?
Well, again, I'm relying on the history of the guides that have been up here longer than I have. But what we were doing yesterday is we found a trough. It's a long, deep, deep trough that's right next to a rock wall. It drops off very quickly, and we're fishing about 200 feet right in this area. Salmon like to travel the path of least resistance. So we'll go into a big, big area, but we'll go to where this trough is, and we can kind of count on salmon traveling the path of least resistance. We'll look for this trough, and again, we're going to set up sideways, put baits down, and just drift on through and hope for the best.
But we're not going all the way to the bottom, because if you do, you end up picking up rockfish, which, by the way, I did quite a few times yesterday. So you want to be in that mid-column. We were going about 8 poles, which is what, about 90, 100 feet?
Yeah, each time our pass, we call it a pass, that's where the level wind goes from one side of the reel to the other, and each pass is about 12 feet. So we go down about 6 to 8 passes, and we try to work our bait a lot. A stagnant bait doesn't fish nearly as well as a bait that's moving, so we tell our people to put them down, stop every once in a while, and then start reeling back up, and we yo-yo all day long, so the baits are moving up and down, and salmon like to chase a bait that's moving.
And, folks, it's really simple, and it's very interactive. That's why I like it over trolling. With trolling, you essentially wait for the bite. Usually the guy sets the hook, pulls it out of the downrigger, and has it for you to reel in. But with this, you own that salmon from start to finish. And, again, you drop down, you pause, and then reel, 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 pause, reel, 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 pause, until you get it up to the surface. Now, a lot of times, the pinks and sometimes the silvers, they'll follow it all the way up to the surface. What should you do to entice a bite when they do that?
Keep the bait moving. Sometimes we'll see them right on the surface, and people are tempted to just let it hang there with a salmon swimming right behind it. You could see it. It's like fishing in a barrel. But sometimes when they're doing that, they're just checking it out. And if you'll send it back down again, get that bait to move like it's taken off, they'll go after it. If you just sit there and leave it dangling in front of his face, he might swim behind it for 10 minutes and never take a bite. But as soon as that bait moves, boom, fish on.
There you go. Fun fishing. Let's talk about the setup, because number one, the weights are 6 ounce weights, and they're colored. You've got orange ones and chartreuse ones, and those are part of the attraction, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe they're part of the attraction, but more than anything, it helps for the angler to see that their weight's coming to the surface. Kind of gives them an idea to stop reeling so that the weights don't go zinging around through the air. But I think it's more for the angler than it is for the fish. But yeah, it is an attractant, I would believe. We use kind of a longer leader. Like halibut fishing, we're using a 14-inch leader. And for salmon, we're going to use something closer to 36 inches. Gives a little bit of movement. We want spin on the bait. We use plug-cut herring, so they're cut at a 45 degree twice, and that gives that bait a spin when it's down, and that's the attractant right there when that thing's spinning.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, our crew of 6 limited yesterday, we got all of our salmon. Again, just a fantastic day of fishing between the true cod and the halibut and the salmon, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to do the same thing with the salmon today. Again, we are on track to do exactly that with the halibut and the true cod. Before we go, I want to talk a little bit about your guys' service. You operate outside of the summer months in Eureka, California.
Yeah, I operate a guide service in Eureka, California, as mentioned. It's Judah Paul Sport Fishing. We fish kind of the same thing we do here. We fish halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish. We fish tuna in the late summer months, and we do crabbing in the fall, November into December. We fish for crab.
And is there a website or Facebook page that people can go to?
Yeah, judahpaulsportfishing.com.
Why don't you spell that for us?
J-U-D-A-H. P-A-U-L, sport, S-P-O-R-T, fishing.com.
That's Judah Paul, sportfishing.com. And, of course, the website for Sportsman's Cove Lodge is alaskasbestlodge.com. I'd like to talk more, Captain Steve, but I think we got to go because my best friend Rusty has got a fish on. I think he's going to put you to work in just a second.
Fish on. Time to go to work.
Stick around. We've got a whole bunch more of Alaska and fishing at Sportsman's Cove Lodge coming your way right after this short message.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to 6 of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska. As you heard when we talked to Terry Sheely, Captain Mac, Larry McQuarrie, is retiring. He has sold the lodge. He's staying on as a consultant this year, but he is going to get a very well-deserved retirement, the tender age of, I believe, 82 now. So good for him. He's left a beautiful lodge to some new owners, and we are talking to the new general manager who's spending his first summer here, Dale Castile. Dale, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, John. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start off with what company has bought Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Basically, it belongs to a gentleman called Kevin O'Neill, and he bought the lodge personally instead of through his company. He bought it as a personal investment because he just loved the place when he came and visited and fell in love with it, and it was something he wanted to get involved in.
All right. Well, fantastic. So he hired you as a general manager to come out here and see how things are going and to start dipping your toes into running things. Guessing you've got a little bit of a fishing background and maybe a background in hospitality, too. Tell us more.
Yes. Back in the late 80s, I purchased a marina and motel and guided fishing business in Lake Granby, Colorado. Ran that for 20 years. And after I sold my business, I moved to Cape Coral, Florida, where I went to work for Kevin O'Neill, taking care of his personal boat and taking him fishing and guiding for the family. And I did that for about 10 years in Cape Coral, Florida. And this opportunity arose, and he asked me if I was interested in what I thought about Alaska, and I said I loved it.
Have you been to Alaska before?
Yes, I had been. It had been quite a few years before. And then he turned around to me and he said, "No, I'm serious. What do you think about Alaska?"
You know, it's funny you say that, because you've got a couple of your charter boat captains, very good ones, that hail from Florida, and they've been coming here several years.
Yes, and they're working out. They're great captains. I love them. You know, a lot of the techniques that I used in Florida, and I'm sure that the other captains do, was we did a lot of deep water, a lot of bottom fishing, a lot of jigging or mooching, as we call it up here, a lot of cut bait like we do here. So the similarities are, I wasn't surprised when I got here and saw how they were fishing. I was very, very accustomed to that kind of fishing.
Tell me about your first impressions of the lodge, not as a guest, but as coming in as a general manager.
I thought, wow, this is like a small city.
It is. It is run as an efficient small city as well.
It has the infrastructure, everything you would expect to see in actually a small community. And we run it like a community. We have a great team of people here this year. Absolutely phenomenal.
Why don't you tell me about some of the strengths that you've seen in the operation here? I'm guessing one of them is the customer service with the fantastic client-to-guest ratio.
Yes, we do have a great client-to-guest ratio. Basically, every customer that we have or every guest that we have one team member or better per guest. So it's a one-to-one ratio.
What else impresses you about the operation here besides the customer service?
The great fishing fleet we have, the boats are awesome, the captains, the legacy that Captain Mack and Miss Patty have built here, and the reputation they have in the community. It's the whole logistics of the operation that they have worked out. I find it absolutely amazing. When I first got here, I thought, how am I ever going to figure this all out? And they have it running so smoothly and so well that in a short period of time, it all just made sense.
Well, but it took them 30-plus years to figure it out. But you're right. If it's not broke, and it certainly isn't broke, there's no need to fix it. So, you know, obviously part of your job as a new manager from a new owner is to assess how the operation is going. I'm guessing your assessment is pretty favorable?
Yes, it's very favorable. I don't plan, or the company doesn't plan on any changes to the operation of the business or the business model of customer service is number one, and trying to get our guests, return guests, are critical.
You know, and something else that I've really been impressed with is you do have a high number of returning guests. You also have a high number of returning staff. And I was talking to a couple people about how impressed I have been by the hiring practices of Captain Mack and Miss Patty over the years, because they're not just looking at whether you can do the job as a deckhand or a guide or as a hospitality team member. They're really looking at your personality. They're looking at your work ethic. They're looking at how you're going to fit in with others. And it really shows.
Yes, it does. And that's one of the big challenges coming in the future, I believe, is how are we going to continue to find the great talent which they have been able to bring up here in the past. It's always a challenge this day and age to find people
who actually want to work and work hard and do a good job. I'll say it for you. But I'll tell you what, folks, if you are one of those people, or if you have a kid or a grandkid or a nephew or a niece who would like to spend a summer in Alaska, and yeah, they're going to work hard, but you know what? They're going to have a wonderful time. They're going to make a lot of money, and they're going to have a chance to really have a summer. They're going to remember, go to alaskasbestlodge.com. There's an employment tab there. Just go to alaskasbestlodge.com and put a bug in their ear to apply this winter for a job at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. As many employees as you get back every year. I know there's always still openings because life changes, especially with the young people that work here in many cases, and you're going to have some openings. So alaskasbestlodge.com is the place to go. I think that it's great that you don't plan on making a lot of changes. Like I said, this is not broke. This is a well-oiled machine, and there's no use in fixing something that's not broken. So I see great things for Mr. O'Neill and for you and for Sportsman's Cove Lodge in the years ahead.
Yes, I think so, too. I think that the changes that they are planning, which are very minor, like a facelift on the buildings, remodeling rooms, remodeling employee quarters is a big priority for them, providing additional employee quarters. That's what their focus is right now, is simply upgrading infrastructure.
That needs it, and that makes perfect sense. So you mentioned you're going to improve the employee accommodations. Tell us what they look like now and what kind of improvements you think need to happen.
Yeah, some of the accommodations, while they're all very nice, they're somewhat dated and need remodeling. And we also have employee lodging, which isn't necessarily large enough for the people we have staying in it. So we're going to vastly increase the number of rooms we have for employees.
So are we talking instead of situations where it's a dorm situation, which is common for many employees and many lodges, that employees will actually have their own rooms?
Yeah, that's where our goal is to get rid of bunkhouse type of living and have individual bedrooms. You may have several showers, which people have to share a shower, but the rooms themselves will be private accommodations.
Well, privacy is important. I think that's a really good move. Now, in terms of additional accommodations, with Captain Mac and Miss Patty moving to a different home, literally just right across the cove in a little inlet, you're going to have their former quarters available. Is that going to be used for employees, or is this going to be like a really nice guest house for guests?
We plan on making it a very nice guest house. It's a very nice house, very well constructed and decorated. And we think it would be a great. It's right on the waterfront. It'll be one of the most popular rentals we have.
Glad to hear that you're moving forward. A lot of corporations, when they get a place, they like to immediately do cutbacks. And so glad to hear that that is not the vision of Mr. O'Neill or for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. So folks, again, if you've loved the experience before, or if you've been intrigued by the experience before, it sounds like you're going to still have a first-class experience at a luxury Alaskan fishing lodge that's every bit as good as the one I've enjoyed with my friends and family for the past few years, to include this year. Dale, I wish you great success moving forward, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the summer at Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Well, thank you very much.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends, or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever-action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog too at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
As we wrap things up, I've got to tell you, our 3 days of fishing was absolutely fantastic. The fishing just stayed good throughout the entire trip. And as a matter of fact, all of us brought home about 55 pounds of fish apiece. That's probably the best we've ever done on a trip to Sportsman's Cove Lodge, so we've come awfully close to that before. My thanks goes out to the entire staff at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. They are fantastic. And, of course, to Captain Mac and Miss Patty, they have made each and every one of my trips an absolute pleasure. I know my friend Rusty Johnston is hoping to come back, but I had to tell him that my daughter Faith, who's been with me 3 times, heard about this trip and said, "Dad, you are taking me next year." So family comes first, Rusty, and I know you'll understand. And I know Faith can't wait to get back and maybe get a crack at another big halibut or salmon when she does. If you want to get a crack at some salmon and halibut and a whole bunch of fish to take home and first-class accommodations and off-the-charts customer service and fantastic food, I think you know the website to go to. It's alaskasbestlodge.com. For Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island in Southeast Alaska, I look forward to seeing you there.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
K243CT Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Christians in the border villages south of Lebanon are preparing for a subdued Christmas under the shadow of the ongoing war in Gaza and its spillover into Lebanon. In Beirut, restaurants are packed and hundreds flock to Christmas markets in the days leading up to the holiday. In the border towns, however, houses are empty and businesses shuttered. The Biden administration will be doubling down on abortion rights in the 2024 election cycle.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris is planning a nationwide series of events to promote legal access to abortion. Last year's overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court was a historic setback for Democrats, but since then, voters have backed abortion rights in several midterm and state ballot elections. The Vice President's first event is scheduled for Wisconsin, a critical battleground state, on January 22nd, the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Czech Republic is holding a national day of mourning for the victims of a mass shooting inside a university building at the heart of the Czech capital on Thursday, which left 14 dead and dozens injured. Jakub Vasak, a student who had come to pay his respects, says he felt he had to come.
I just wanted to be with them at this place, which is on one hand sad, on the other hand, I think it's quite visible that a lot of people mourn and that somehow we're trying to overcome this, even maybe with those who are dead.
A maritime intelligence company says a drone has hit an Israeli-affiliated merchant vessel off the coast of India and the Arabian Sea. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older? But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
Legislatures returning to session in states across the U.S. in early 2024 will consider condemning the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. As correspondent Bob Agnew reports, some could take even bigger steps.
One Florida lawmaker wants to make university students who support Hamas pay the higher out-of-state tuition costs. A New Jersey legislator is calling to reimburse the travel expenses of state residents who had to evacuate from Israel. While many of the measures introduced so far largely support Israel in its battle against Hamas, some also would call for a ceasefire in the conflict. Bob Agnew reporting.
Wildlife officials in Colorado have released an additional 5 gray wolves in the state, bringing the total so far under a voter-approved reintroduction program to 10. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says its team has completed an agreement to capture 10 gray wolves in Oregon. News and analysis at townhall.com. Proposals for new and improved sports stadiums are proliferating across the U.S. and could come with a hefty price tag for taxpayers.
This past year alone, roughly a dozen Major League Baseball and National Football League franchises took steps toward building new stadiums or making major renovations to current ones. In some cases, sports teams are seeking a new jolt of public funding for state-of-the-art stadiums, even as public entities are still paying off debt from the last round of renovations conducted a couple of decades ago. Cities and states are offering hundreds of millions of dollars in public financing, but many economists doubt whether it's a worthwhile investment. Ken Lorman reporting.
Poland's president says he intends to veto a spending bill, which includes money for public media and raises for teachers, dealing a blow to the new pro-European Union government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Has your Newfoundland been naughty or nice? Are your Siamese kittens putting out catnip for Santa? Did your terrier pee on the tree? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to try to understand your dog or cat's behavior as well as they get yours, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, It's time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat, they're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, they're scratching, they're not using the litter box, they don't come back when you call them, your cat doesn't get along with the other cat, you're trying to date this new person, but your dog doesn't like them, you take your dog for a walk, he sees another dog or person, he turns into Cujo. Get the idea? That's what we do here on The Pet Show. Help people resolve any issues they may be having with their pets, or a lot more likely, any issues their pets may be having with them. Just a reminder, if you're new to The Pet Show or regular, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will, in fact, get a pretty, pretty amazing gift for their dog or cat, many worth as much as $40-$50. So great time to give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for today's show. I may not get to all of it, but here's what I have planned. Have you ever noticed that when you get up from your chair or your bed, that your dog or cat immediately takes over your spot? Why is that? I got the answer coming up. Also, do you know our cats appear to like people with personalities similar to their own? I told you I could tell a lot about your cat by spending time with you. So, how can you tell who your cat's favorite people are? And by the way, cats bond just as closely with their guardians as dogs. They just do it on their own terms. Stay tuned. Also, have you ever noticed that your dog is licking their lips constantly? Why do they do that? And could it be a more serious issue? Also, coming up, adopting or fostering an older dog, what you need to know. And it's that time of year. I do it every year, my annual reading of the Christmas poem called A Christmas Returns. I do it every year. I know it brings tears to my eyes, but I got to do it. I will do it again here on the show as well. Number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Now, the phones are jammed already. I got some people calling from my Los Angeles show. So let me see if I can kind of figure you guys out and who's been hanging on the longest. Mary in Michigan. Hey, Mary. Let's go to Mary. Mary, what were we talking about on the LA show? I forgot. I'm sorry.
We were talking about the feral cat that I need to bring down from my second floor down to my first floor.
Right, and you were asking me whether you should put the two cages together and keep the cat in the cage because the bathroom you have downstairs is really, really tiny. My
right.
fear is this, that once you have four walls around him, and the four walls being a cage situation, I don't know if that's a great idea, considering the cat has been kept upstairs all this time. As you said to me earlier, he hasn't been downstairs at all. There's no other room in the house you can keep him in with a gate?
Not here on the first floor, and that's what my problem is because I can't get up to the second floor right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I went and I measured the bathroom. It's basically, she would have like almost 4.5 square feet, whereas the cages are 10 square feet each. And so I've got two of them, so that'd be 20 square.
Yeah, what I would do though is before you put her in there, just put the cage in a room where she is upstairs now. Let her get used to the smell of the cage. When you
okay.
bring it downstairs, make sure that when you say a cage, we're not putting a cat in a cage. What we're doing is just confining the cat for a while because you can't go upstairs. So what I would do is I would bring down all of her items. All of those items should be in there before she ever comes down. Her food,
right.
her water, her treats, her bed, her toys, whatever she has, that should all be up there right now. As a matter of fact, what I would do is I would take some towels and rub them on the cat and put those in the area downstairs where you're going to keep her. So that's probably the best approach. Now that you told me the sizes, I think the crates are probably your best approach at this point. Are you going to be able to get back upstairs in the future?
Yeah, at some point. Probably
okay,
not
great.
Until the end of summer.
Well, if she's happy there, and what, she doesn't get along with the other animals, is that it?
Right. Well, I have another cat, and when they've been together, they fight. And I did scent swapping with them. I did, like, I put up a a barrier, and I was it was basically like a fence.
Yeah, but Mary, let me just stop you. Let me just stop you for a second. You know, when people say I did sense swapping, I did this and I did that, it has taken me in some cases a year of consistency to get two cats or three cats to get along with each other. Very often, people want more instant gratification. So I'm not necessarily sure that these cats cannot be made to get along with each other. So what I'm going to do, I want you to follow the advice I just gave you, but what I'm going to do, Mary, is let me send you a copy of the cat book. I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to read the chapter specifically on first cat psychology. And again, when people say to me that they tried something, I always say there's no such thing as trying. There's only progress in small steps. For some reason, if we have a dog or cat that has an issue, we try a little bit of this for a week, and then we try a little bit of that for a week, and if it's not working, we give up. You can't give up. Continuity is critical. Dogs and cats learn through association, so being consistent is really, really important. Keep me posted, Mary, in Michigan. We'll try to do as much as we can and follow through a little bit, but Mary called me on my LA show, and I'm not a fan of. She has a cat that lives upstairs and has been living upstairs for years, and the bottom line was that it doesn't get along with the other cat, but now because of illness on her part or injury, she can't go upstairs. She's got to bring the upstairs cat downstairs, and it was a matter of putting him in a 4x4 bathroom or putting two big kennels together. At first, I was going to say the bathroom, but I think the kennels will be a better approach. Good luck to you, Mary. Keep me posted. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. We're going to get to you, Michael, not too long. We're going to get to you. You know what? Let's go to Melissa right now. Let's go to Melissa. Hey, Melissa, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello, Warren. You are a champion and a hero.
My head's going to explode today. Everyone's giving me compliments. Stop it.
Well, I've had every animal from a fish to a reptile, bunnies, ducks, chickens, my horse. You know, since I was 5 years old, I've just been an animal person. But, okay, I do have an issue with my kitty, but I am one of the ones. I have a little tuxie, and I did call you in February 2020. I brought him home. He was a stray in my parents' neighborhood, and I was feeding him, and my other kitty passed away. And so I thought, I'm going to give him a home. So I brought him home. I've had him almost 4 years now. A couple of years ago, he started yowling a lot, and sometimes he interrupts, and I can't hear the radio. It's really weird. But he's one of the ones that as soon as, just a few months ago, he started going, heading for my spot where I sleep, you know, on the bed. He's got to take my place. And he curls up, and he's really happy. And so now I've negotiated a deal with him that we have an understanding. He gets the spot for a few hours at night, and when I come back, it's my turn. I said, it's my turn. And so sometimes he's already back in his spot. He kind of knows the timing. But when he's breaking the rule, he'll yowl and warn me, I've got to go here. I can't help it, but I've got to go here. And so he tries to, you know.
But in reality, I'm going to talk about something. In reality, it's kind of a sign of confidence and a sign of affection. He wants to be where you were.
Yes,
your scent is there. It's warm there. Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
a sign of love. It's a sign of love.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And, you mentioned on the last hour the ear. What was the brand? Because he's really picked up some allergies since he's moved in.
It's called Zymox. Z-Y-M-O-X. Zymox.
I took him to the vet. She said, oh, it's fleas. I said, no, he's indoor. There's no fleas. He just suddenly has allergic skin. He's itching everywhere. His ears, he's cleaned his ears. He's really, I feel sorry for him. Maybe he's anxiety-ridden. He yowls a lot. Oh, my God.
Well, then what you may want to do, listen, if he's itching all over like that, you may want to, you know, consult a veterinary dermatologist. You know, fleas. It may not be fleas. It may be some type of something else that's there entirely. It could be a food allergy. It could be any number of allergies. So it's difficult to figure out exactly what's causing it. But that's why he does it. Zymox, try it. I use it on my dogs. Try it.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm starting some herbal remedies from a vet right now, but, you know, I need something more massive. He's really just biting and itching.
Well, you give it a shot. Let me know how it works out. Melissa, I'm trying to think what I want to send you. What do I want to send you, Melissa? What am I going to send Melissa? You know, Melissa, your cat, right?
Yeah, it's a kitty, and he's just really, you know, I think he's got some, he's yowling like crazy.
I'm going to do this. Let's get him on some supplement. Let me put you on hold, Melissa. Let's get him with the, let's get him on the Hugs and Kisses supplement for cats, see if that makes a difference. Great calls today. A lot of these people, as you see, follow up from my Los Angeles show. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have John, Connecticut. We got Michael calling from California. We got Dave in South Carolina. We got Christopher in L.A. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break and then go back to all of your phone calls. Listen, If you are tired, I mean really tired, of your dog or cat's excessive shedding, if he's constantly licking, scratching, and it's making you nuts, I know it would make me nuts, what you need is my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. It is so rich in antioxidants that it has my name and face on every jar that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your pet. Now listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own guys, and now I even made it better. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent any issues with hips, joints, and bones. Not only that, I added prebiotics to the probiotics. Why? Prebiotics make probiotics work better. Has lecithin, also, and biotin for skin and coat. Hugs and Kisses really work to prevent excessive shedding, dry skin gone, bare spots gone, just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses supplement is now an Amazon's choice. Check out Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, go directly to my website, thepetshow.com, or call my office at 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
Your pets remind you that the holidays are here, so put them at the top of your list. Shop online at thepetshow.com for dozens of stocking stuffers, like our handy pet air horn, or call our friendly Hugs and Kisses counselors for gift ideas. One ideal gift is the Pet Lovers T-shirt I personally designed. 3 different colors stating, "None of my friends walk upright," just $15.99, and shipping is free. I'll give a new pet guardian a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. For a healthy yet tasty treat, my new improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. The perfect gift for your favorite dog or cat. Call our holiday line at 1-800-430-HUGS. All gifts ship for $5 or less at thepetshow.com. Or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. And happy holidays from all of us at thepetshow.com.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And if you're not realizing, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number here, great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The question of the day is, does your pet take your spot as soon as you get up? If you get up from bed to use the bathroom, if you get up from the chair to change the channel, I don't know who does that anymore, but does your dog or cat jump into your spot right away? Give me a call. Let me know. If you get through, I'll send you a great gift. But right now, we're going to take you guys in order. We'll go to John first in Connecticut. Hey, John in Connecticut. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Merry Christmas, Warren, and to your family and your workers that make the show possible.
Well, back at you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, John. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. My cats are on the bed right now. They took it over as soon as I left. I have a humidifier on because I have heat pumps and it dries it out. I have a cold or whatever it is right now. I keep getting them, but I figured that would help. And, don't send me a gift. Give it to.
I will. I'll definitely donate. But why do you think your pets are taking over? They take over. What about if you're sitting on a chair? They take over the chair as well.
Oh, they'll come and sit right in my lap. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's
it doesn't bother me.
It's actually a good thing. It's actually a good thing. In other words, when a dog or a cat comes to your spot and takes over your spot, what they're doing is they really enjoy the scent. They enjoy the warmth of you, and that's why they steal your spot. It's also the fact that when you leave your scent behind, it makes them feel more comfortable. It doesn't make them feel as vulnerable. So that's why so many dogs and cats, when their guardians get up, they do immediately jump right in. No, even me, if I get up in the middle of the night, use the bathroom. I got to tell you, Molly and Willie are on top of my pillow till I come back. Now, most people will tell them to move. I just go sleep on the couch. But that's me, John. I'm not advocating for anybody else.
You know, if people they're saying how the vets are expensive, and they are, yes, but if you feed them Lucy pet food, quality food, they might not get as sick. So that would actually save money in the end.
No, you're absolutely right. The quality of food and the supplementation, giving the right food, good supplementation, exercise, and proper mental stimulation can make a dog's life or a cat's life longer, happier. And listen, we don't have them for that long anyway, so we want to make them as healthy and as happy as we possibly can. And the bottom line is a good diet, good exercise, good nutrition is what it's all about. And again, I talked about this earlier, that, you know, one of the reasons I recommend Lucy Pet Food, in fact, I'm going to do a commercial for them in a little while. One of the reasons I recommend them so highly is because I know exactly where it's made, I know who makes it, I know how much money they put into their own laboratory, and a lot of the other dog food companies that are out there, they're owned by, you know, Wall Street, they're owned by investment bankers, and I'm not a big fan of that. I want to know that I can call up Joey Herrick, the CEO of Lucy Pet Foods, and they say, hey Joey, what's going on there? And I've been to their plant, so you're absolutely right, good diet is really critical.
Guess who just came down, my two cats.
Well, they heard me talking. Of course, they don't stand up. They'll take your seat. All right, so, John, I got to move on. So you want me to donate a gift to some rescue or humane society?
Yes, do that. And thank you very much. Can I ask you just one question?
Sure, go ahead.
In my barn, it's a dirt barn, and it was for horses, the dirt floor. And there's these holes everywhere, and I thought it was a woodchuck, but it's not because a woodchuck would have annihilated my garden. I'm thinking it's a fox.
It could be a fox. It could be. What about gophers?
In Connecticut, I don't think we do.
Connecticut's Connecticut. Gophers are not allowed in the state of Connecticut.
I don't know. I saw a double tremendous, but that's it.
It's very possible. It could be a fox. It could be any number of things. Yes, I don't know exactly what it is without actually seeing it. Why don't you put up a camera? Figure it out.
That's a good idea. Yeah, yes. You know, the problem is, the only problem, I'm worried about stepping in it or the ground giving away with me in it. So, you know what I mean?
I would try to fill in the holes and then put a camera up there and try to figure out. I mean, if you really wanted to get rid of them, you could. You could put coyote urine around. There's a lot of things you can do. But I think, I'm curious now. Put a camera there. Call me back. I want to know what's in your barn.
One of those game cameras, yeah. Costco had.
All right, John, I got to move on, but thank you so much. I will donate a gift in your name to a rescue or humane society, maybe one in Connecticut as well. Hey, great time to give me a call, by the way. I do have an open line, which is pretty rare. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. I have Lucy pet food to give away, kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, air horns, T-shirts, all-natural flea spray. Great stuff. Everyone that calls and gets to talk to me live will get a super gift for their best friend. The phone number, 877-725-8255. When we come back, we have Michael, we got Dave, and we got Christopher, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, celebrating the 16th annual Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate a minimum of $300 to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Subaru, more than a car company.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we're able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phones are jam-packed. I'm going to take you guys in order. Let me start with Michael, then we got Christopher, then we got Dave, then we got Joseph in Prescott, and then we got Anna in New York. But right now it's Michael in my state of California. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Look, you're brilliant and funny, and you represent what is great about America, and that is family, and family means dogs and cats.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I have a beautiful little 8-month munchkin kitten.
I love munchkins. I remember when people don't know what a munchkin kitten is. They're kind of like a dachshund cat. Is that about close?
Yeah, perfect. Because guess what? I raise dachshunds as well.
There you go. They're cats with short legs. And I remember when they first became popular, I think it was in the 80s or the 70s, I was judging a cat show at Madison Square Garden. And, yeah, I just love munchkins. They're beautiful, beautiful cats.
And this one is the best of the best. But the problem is, and 10-second brief history, the breeders sent me a video, and she was the only short-haired, short-legged one among long-legged cats, and she was abused and pushed on the side. And now that we have her, I can pet her, and she's wonderful for about 10 seconds, and then she'll immediately bite me with both nails and teeth. Any advice?
Okay, yeah, in other words, what you need to do at this point is not accept that type of behavior. When I say not accept it, it's easy for me to say. What I would do is stroke her once and walk away, stroke her twice and walk away, stroke her 3 times and walk away. Don't give her the opportunity to get into that frenzy, because every time she gets into that frenzy, it's a reinforcement of it. So leave them wanting. I mean that seriously. I've had so many cats and dogs with similar situations. I pat them on the head once and I walk away before they react. That leaves them wanting more and also builds up their confidence. So that's probably the best way to approach it at this point, because every time she scratches or bites and you walk away or say, ouch, you just reinforce that problem. So you want to avoid that situation at this point. The other thing I would recommend doing is increasing the mental stimulation as much as possible. You know, cardboard boxes, paper bags all over the house. I think that's critical. Growing some organic catnip and other organic plants. The more distraction you give her, the better off and the more confident she's going to get. You know, in my best-selling book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, I focus on two very important aspects of cat behavior. Number one, building up their confidence. Number two, building up their self-image. What happens now is if you have a cat that was kind of bullied by other cats, and then all of a sudden she comes to an environment where she feels that she can kind of get a little bit of attention by being assertive herself, she's going to take, or he's going to take advantage of it. But walk away before she has that opportunity, and I think that's going to make a whole lot of difference for you there, Michael.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. America loves you. Thank you.
Listen, Michael, don't go anywhere. Michael, what part of California are you calling from?
Torrance.
Beautiful Torrance. I love Torrance. Yeah. Big Hawaiian restaurant. They have a Hawaiian restaurant in Torrance, right?
That's right, yes.
See, every once in a while I get out of Santa Monica. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your cat to do what you want, and I really do appreciate that phone call. I'm going to take you guys in order. As I said, we are going next to Christopher. Hey, Christopher, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing great today. What can I do to help you out?
I'm afraid that my dog is coming down with DM. Everything I've seen online, videos, he's showing the signs, and I'm so afraid. He hasn't been diagnosed with it, but I'm just afraid to go find out. I'm trying to do everything I can. I'm just freaking out right now. He was athletic, and then all of a sudden he's like knuckling up. His legs look weak in the back. All of a sudden, I don't know what happened.
What type of dog is it? A German Shepherd, maybe?
Pit bull.
Okay. A couple
active.
Of things.
He was very active in this year, you know. And he's still
first
active.
Of all,
he still wants to play right now.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me explain a couple of things to you. Degenerative myelopathy is basically progressive slowly. It's kind of like, I guess the best way to describe it to people, it's kind of like the Lou Gehrig's disease for dogs. And one of the things that people look for in this specifically, and pit bulls are not necessarily known to have this problem. It's usually the larger breeds, but the knuckling, the swaying, the difficulty getting up, urinary incontinence. Have you seen a specialist?
I haven't went yet because I don't know what specialist to go to. Like, I haven't looked into it.
Okay, because there's a lot of things that you can do. Let me go over a few things. My dog, my German Shepherd years ago, was diagnosed with DM. And what I did is I researched it as best I can and with the knowledge I have. And I did a couple things. Number one, I started doing something called cold laser therapy with a veterinarian. There are special harnesses made for degenerative myelopathy to help the dog get up and down. They can put boots on the dog. Physical therapy, there's hydrotherapy and all types of physical therapy available. And I know you're calling from Los Angeles. In our area, because we're pretty well inundated with a lot of great things. So there's rehab centers for dogs. That would be the first thing I would do is contact one of the rehabilitation for dog locations, have a conversation with them. They could recommend the right vet to you, and then maybe set you up on a program. Now, I know it sounds like the end of the world, DM. They told me my dog didn't have a lot of time to go. 4, 5, 6 years later, he was still going, and that's because I did everything I possibly could. Now, there's no guarantee. But I want you to follow my advice. Contact one of the pet facilities. They can't use pet therapy. I think they use the term pet rehabilitation locations. That's where you start, and I think that will give you in the right track. And don't give up yet.
But where does he go to get diagnosed for that?
Well, your veterinarian should diagnose it. So there's no reason your vet can't diagnose it. However, there are people that specialize in orthopedics. So you might want to, when you contact the physical therapy places for your dog, at that point, I would get a recommendation for a vet that actually they've been working with that's really on top of what's going on.
Okay. And one more question. You said there's some treats that my dog went nuts over. Not the hugs and kisses, these other ones. They were square, I think, and he just ate them like they were, like he went nuts. And I can't think of the name. I want to order them, but I don't know.
They're called Hip to be Square. It's Hip to be Square treats, and they're manufactured not too far from where you live. They're manufactured by Lucy Pet. So if you go to lucypetproducts.com, you will see Hip to be Square treats there, and they come in salmon, they come in chicken, they come in duck. You'll see them there. They're available at a lot of pet stores, too. In fact, where in L.A. do you live, Christopher?
I'm like mid-city.
If you come down, I'm going to be in where am I going to be? I'm going to be somewhere doing an appearance on the 26th, and I know they have Lucy Pet's pet products as well. But go to lucypetproducts.com. You can order it online. I'm sure they'll give you a list of the stores that have it as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, you have a great day, Christopher. I'm going to donate a gift in your name. I know he sent you something before, so I'm going to donate a gift to a rescue in L.A., and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A great time to give me a call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dave, you'll be up next in South Carolina, followed by Joseph in Prescott, Arizona, followed by Anna in New York. Do have an open line, pretty rare. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I still have more Lucy pet food to give away, copies of my book, Hemp Seed Oil, T-shirts, Author Suit Gold, All Natural Flea Spray, and so much more. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day was, does your pet take over your spot as soon as you get up? Did your dog or cat jump into your seat when you get up or jump into bed when you get up? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll tell you why, and a great gift will be on its way for your buddy. 877-725-8255, the phone number. A quick break, then right back at you. Listen, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food all the time. And one of the reasons I talk about Lucy Pet Food, you just heard a listener calling up about one of their products, Hip to Be Square. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured right in Southern California. They have their own plant. It's not one of these plants that manufactures different foods and puts different labels and sells them to all over. No, Lucy Pet has their own manufacturing plant right here in Southern California. They have their own laboratory, one of the very, very few companies that does, where they test every product ingredient as it comes in, every product as it leaves. What can I tell you about Lucy Pet Food other than it's what I've been feeding my guys, Molly and Willie, and you know how gorgeous they are and how healthy they are. But I want you to hear from a listener and what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I have been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs, looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy Pet Food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
You know, I get this all the time, and here's what you should do. Check out Lucy Pet Food for yourself. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. You can check out the Lucy Pet dry food and wet food for your dog, the dry food and wet food for your cat, the Hip to Be Square I was just talking about. They have the dog food rolls there. They have the new meat lover. I'm telling you, go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. Tell them Warren sent you. When you get there, spend just $35 and mix up whatever you want to order. Spend just $35 at lucypetproducts.com, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. That's 800-378-2714.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Come on, you know I have the best music for the holidays. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. We'll get to your calls. Be patient with me. We got plenty of time. 877-725-8255. Let me right now shoot to Dave in South Carolina. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I got two questions, but really one important one. We have a 24-month-old mini schnauzer. He's white, but he likes to lick his back feet. He is on allergy medication. How do we prevent that?
You know, it's pretty tough. You got to get the allergies under control. Once you get the allergies under control, there are better products. There's actually a product. I'm trying to think if I have it to give away. Yeah, I do. I think. No lick paw spray. I got something called no lick paw spray. Remind me to give that to you before we leave, all right?
Okay.
But in the meantime, you're treating the allergies. You had it checked by a vet to make sure you know what allergies you have?
Yes, we have. Yep.
Well, okay. They never test for allergies, but they just recommended we put them on Benadryl.
He was looking all four, but he's really looking just one now.
But this is a young dog. Why would they not want to test him for allergies? I know it's a little bit expensive. They got to take some blood. They send it to a laboratory. They determine what the dog's allergic to. And once they find out what the dog's allergic to, it's going to make the allergy respond a lot better if you know what he shouldn't be having. So I might get a second opinion and see if they do an allergy test on the dog at this point. He's a young dog and deserves that.
Yep, no, he's definitely got attitude. We love schnauzers. It's our third one, and he's a good boy, so we'll definitely do that.
I'm very familiar with schnauzers. I did Schutzhund training with the giant schnauzers when I was stationed in Europe. Great, great breed of dog, very intelligent. Owning a mini schnauzer is like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit, and you know what I'm talking about.
Now, I definitely know what I'm talking about.
Yep. I see what you're saying from my computer, that you have trouble getting the dog come when called. A couple of things right off the bat. Number one, I hope you never use the dog's name to correct them. If the dog is doing something wrong, you never want to use the dog's name as a correction because that will keep the dog from coming. Making sure that when you do use his name and you call him to you, it's always for something pleasant. You don't want to call the dog and say, hey, come here, Fluffy, come on, and then you want to give him medicine or put something in his ear. So when you call the dog to you, it always has to be very, very positive. Now, in terms of being consistent, that's critical. Because lots of times in a household, people say to the dog, hey, come, and someone else say, hey, come, and then the phone rings and they don't follow through. Making sure you follow through every single time is really, really important. And here's the kicker. Most dogs will come when they're sitting still. But what you need to do is get the dog to come for motion. So when you're taking a dog for a walk outside and you're walking with the dog, all of a sudden, start walking backwards and call the dog to you. Now he hears his name, he has to turn to hear his name, and while you're walking back, you're reeling in a leash and he's coming to you, and you give him a lot of praise at that point. That's how you do it. But just make sure you never use his name for correction or anything negative like that. Hey, by the way, Dave, do you have a copy of my book?
I do not.
Well, you do now. I want you, especially with a schnauzer, let the dog read it to you. That's start the
He probably could.
But I want you to understand this, that the more intelligent a dog is, the more difficult they are to train. And I'll tell you why. If I go into a home and I say to the dog, sit, and the dog looks up and says to me, hey, are you talking to me, Warren? It's my New York accent. I know what I'm dealing with. But if I go into the house and I say the dog sits and he sits, then I know he's a smart dog and he's not going to challenge. But the dog that challenges me is like the bright kid that says, hey, Daddy, why is the sky blue? So, Dave, keep me posted on you and your schnauzer because you know you're going to need my help. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, and I appreciate that phone call. You know, of all the commands that people have difficulty teaching their dogs, it's probably come as the most difficult. And again, because a lot of people use it as a correction. But think about it. Fluffy, come, and then he gets there, you yell at him. Fluffy, come, and you give him medication. Or you say, Fluffy, come, and the phone rings, so you don't follow through on it. Dogs are, they learn through the associative memory. When I was studying and training in Europe, they learn through association. So if you do it 9 times right, and you blow it the 10th time, it's not the 9 times the dog remembers, it's the last response. So continuity is really critical. Good luck to you, Dave, and keep me posted on your schnauzer. Hey, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we have, Joseph in Prescott, Arizona, Anna in New York, we have Rick in Maui, we've got Melinda in Florida. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But right now, I want you to listen carefully, because I want you to help me out with this one. For years now, many years now, I've shared with you how thousands and thousands of senior dogs, defenseless puppies and kittens, are in a life-death struggle, being thrown out of cars every day in the forest, the deserts, the woods, the cities, all across America, until they're rescued by my friend Leo Grillo. Leo Grillo set up Delta Rescue over 44 years ago, and he made a promise. He promised every single unwanted animal that he would keep them safe, that he would keep them happy, and he would keep them healthy for their entire life. And let me tell you, that, my friends, is a promise kept. How can you show your love for these pets who have suffered so much? Do what I did. Send a Christmas love stocking to one of Delta's 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses. Now, the stockings are just $12.50, and they provide a Christmas stocking with over 2 dozen treats for one of those abandoned former pets. And at Delta's Sanctuary, every single dog, cat, and horse knows exactly which stocking is theirs. Why? Because twice a day, their caretaker gives them a treat from their own individual stockings, and they know which ones are theirs. I want you to go to their website, donate what you can, buy some stockings like I did. They're just $12.50. I bought a bunch of them. Log on to deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. Or you can text them if you prefer. Text DOGS to 801-801. That's DOGS to 801-801. Delta, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and help every abandoned pet at Delta Rescue feel the love with his own stocking. Visit DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. And you can watch as Santa visits Delta Rescue. Go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. I have it posted on my website as well, ThePetShow.com, ThePetShow.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
All right, so give your pets a big hug and a kiss. We got to break quickly for the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll get to Joseph, Rick, Anna, and Melinda. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.